School is in session. I'm Mike Davis, and I am talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers and the South Carolina Commissioner's School for Agriculture is going on right now. Commissioner, this is always a fun time for a group of young people at Clemson University, and it's underway.
That it is, and, you know, for the first time in 3 years, I think we're back full speed from total virtual to hybrids to, you know, who knows what. But, yeah, we've got 36 young men and women up on campus at Clemson. Started off over the weekend, so it's in full swing. And you're right, it's a great week for them. It's a, I call it a labor of love for us because it's hard work. But it's worth it as we want to put into the minds of those bright young students that agriculture could be a good career for them in South Carolina. That's why we do it.
Now, we say it's at Clemson, but really, it's all over. They're going to be going to quite a few places.
Yeah, that's right. They take industry tours and want to thank those folks who take the time to host them at Titan Farms and Log Creek Timber and Amick Farms, all in sort of that corner of the state, over in the northwest corner. So they get out there and then come back and dive in the deep end on these areas of emphasis that they'll choose for the week, whether it's livestock, forestry and natural resources, or plant science. So once the and you know, we've mixed plenty of fun in, but now the work really begins for them to get a more working knowledge of agriculture in South Carolina.
And they really do cover a lot of agriculture, don't they? I mean, it's not just a one or two things, but they get a pretty broad overview with some of the things they do.
That's right. They get the broad overview, but then, as I said, they pick an area of emphasis, and they'll do a little deeper dive than just sort of a, you know, here's what agriculture is. It's here's some hands-on things that you would experience in a career in forestry and natural resources or plant science, things like that. So it's academics, laboratory, but fun mixed in too.
Yeah, and you're right. There's so much going on with them, and they're going to look at some of the things. I know that they're going to look at dairy, as you mentioned, looking at timber and all of these different kinds of things. And also, they learn a little bit of etiquette along the way, do they not?
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's not to say that they don't know how to where the fork goes and the knife goes, but you know, getting to that age is just a good reminder because they'll be going on job interviews or college interviews, and just, you know, if you put a point or two into their mind, you know, it'll stick with them. So we do that. I'll go up Thursday night for the farm-to-table dinner that we put on, and just want to thank the farms who donated for that, Vertical Roots, the Watsons, W.P. Rawl, the Beef Council, Francis Produce, people who really support it, not only with, you know, a check, but with products. And so it's a great team effort. The Commissioner's School really is primarily between the Department of Agriculture, the College of Agriculture at Clemson. We have the discussion meet that Farm Bureau is a sponsor of that. So, again, everybody plays a part to really make an impression on these young people.
It really is a great launching pad for these young people into the world of agriculture, isn't it?
That's correct. All with the idea of having them take a hard look at agriculture for an academic career. We've been successful at that, but then a career after college in agriculture in South Carolina. So that's the purpose of it. We don't do all this just for them to have a great week at Clemson, but they have a great week, but we have a purpose in mind.
Absolutely. They're sharpening up their pencils and sharpening up their minds as well at the Commissioner's School for Agriculture going on right now. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. The Commissioner's School for Agriculture, that's our topic today on the Southern Farm Network.